Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we say thank you. We called, you answered. We knocked, you opened. We sought for it and we found them. Daddy, we say thank you. We can't thank you enough. You have done us well. Unto you alone be all the glory. Lord, once again we have gathered under your feet. Let everyone have an encounter with your word. In this service, let every form of invisible barriers be destroyed. In a service of today, liberate your people. Set your people free. Deliver your people. Let everyone leave this service with joy, with testimonies, with breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for the right word. Thank you for the sent word. Thank you for the word in season. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seats in His presence. I appreciate God and His servant in the house for the privilege granted me to bring unto us the teaching for this second service. We are still on a part two of engaging the wonders of prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. As we are all aware today is our covenant day of breaking invisible barriers. Today, God will grant you and I a visitation. The question to somebody may be asking, what are invisible barriers? What are invisible barriers? Invisible barriers are non-physical things or objects. Spiritual, mental, emotional, or systematic forces that hinders progress, fulfillment, and divine purpose. Systematic forces. They hinder progress. They stop one fulfilling their destiny. Even divine purpose, if care is not taken. They are unseen, yet their effect can be clearly felt. If you are waiting to see them before you start attacking them, it will be too late for you. There are forces that you can't see, but yet they are afflicting destinies. But especially, you begin to see repeated failure. Despite all your hard work, there is nothing to show for it. Failing on every side. Delay without explanation. Things come to a standstill. When it is your turn for your document to be processed, everything turns around. You think it is physical. It is not physical. Cycles that refuse to break. It is happening. People are not getting married, and you are sitting there and you are eating every day. It is a cycle. If you don't break it, you are at risk. And generation after you are also at risk. Close doors. Without visible cause. We are in our year of open doors. But when it is about your turn to enter, the door closes at you. They are spiritual forces. Somebody say spiritual forces. That is why we need to deal with them on a spiritual platform. Look at the testimony that was read. I have been afflicted with terrible and acute stomach ache. For over 10 years, also a moving object has been working in my stomach. I didn't know that object can walk. But that is a spiritual dimension. When it started, I'll be rolling on the floor. Doctors, not in my country, not in your country. Doctors in London and America could not diagnose the situation. The things are working. They have movements. They are objects, but they are not physical entities. X-ray, they will cover it. MRI. All the diagnosis could not locate this. And what the devil will be confusing you, you will be taking medication to make the things even complicated. Because every medication has its side effect. And if the doctors don't know, they will be treating you what they are not aware. And that is the danger of it. But hear the testimony. When the 21 days of prayer and fasting started, I targeted that the end of this affliction has finally come. Somebody, God will bring an end to that challenge. I targeted. He was having challenge, but he make a deal with God that these 21 days will be my day. I participated in an evening service. So you see, you can't get God in your terms. He may have attended Sunday service. He did not get an encounter. But it was Tuesday evening that he had an encounter. You that you are hearing me, that you have a way of selecting churches, services. You know, today, midweek. Oh, midweek is for the ordained workers. Let them go. That is why you are still at a standstill. WSF is for those who don't have any work to do. You know, I've worked from Monday to Friday. I need Saturday to rest. Bless God that gave you life to work Monday to Friday. Bless God that gave you life. So you are too big to align with the prophetic instruction. You'll be too small to taste the blessings of God. Selecting. They select. People have on their list. This week, I wait 10 Sunday service. Even Sunday, I'm going to negotiate. It will be once a month. May God give you grace. And the grace shouldn't run dry upon your life. Tuesday evening, service. Then by 3 a.m., I woke up, pray. After 10 minutes, I felt like going to the toilet. And when I went to the toilet, what is the correlation between a rat and a stomach? But that is the spiritual dimension. The rat came out. And to confirm that it was a spiritual attack, back in his hometown, 2 rats died. Spiritual. That is why Jesus said, this kind, Matthew 17 verse 20, 21. How be it, this kind goeth not. This can mean there are levels of resistance. Somebody say levels of resistance. Hear me. Not all challenges are the same. Not all challenges. This kind, levels of resistance. Not every barrier falls to casual prayers. Not every barrier. Headache is different from cancer. High blood pressure is different from leg pain. This kind means they are in levels. So when the other level is becoming stubborn, you escalate it in a spiritual realm. And what is that escalation? The altar of prayer and fasting. Somebody say prayer and fasting. Look at 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3. Let's put that on the screen so that you know the dimension. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk what? After the flesh. The next verse, verse 4, quickly. We do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. Hear me. Don't ignore persistent resistance. Don't ignore them. If something refuses to change, escalate it in the realm of prayer and fasting. The reason why the thing has stayed is because you have tolerated it instead of confronting it. You have accommodated it. I have no issue going to the doctors for checkup. It's a brilliant thing to do. You go to checkup, you know what is wrong, and begin to deal with it. But don't let that take you off that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. It may be a mere headache, but the devil has gone in a different way to make that thing bring an end to your life. But that will not happen to you. That will not happen to you. That is why we must engage prayer and fasting strategically. Strategically. Not as a ritual, but a weapon of warfare. Strategically. This is why prayer and fasting should not be seen as a burden, but rather a blessing. Somebody say it's a blessing. Imagine this lady has not joined the 21 days prayer and fasting. Destiny would have been cut short. Destiny would have been cut short. He was in the best civilized countries with the best equipment, but yet they couldn't diagnose it. It was not a physical attack. So what you are going through is benefiting you. It is not a burden. Jeremiah 23, verse 33 to 40. It is not a burden. Look at the unfathomable dimension of blessings. Look at it. In Isaiah 58, 8 to 11, verse 8 talks about sudden light and clarity. Verse 8. The same verse 8 talks about divine healing and restoration. Verse 9, speedy answers to prayers. These are all benefits. Speedy answers. Verse 11, continuous divine guidance. Continuous divine guidance. The same verse 11. Renew strength and vitality. Renew strength and vitality. Verse 12. Restoration of broken foundation. Restoration. Verse 12. Then verse 14. Joy and delight in the Lord. These blessings go beyond explanation. I pray to God that this season your prayer and fasting will not be in vain. But the cost of prayer and fasting cannot be compared with the amazing weight of glory in return. The cost of prayer and fasting cannot be compared with the amazing weight of glory in return. Amazing weight of glory in return. Psalm 63, verse 1 and 2. 63, verse 1 and 2. David said, "Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee." Talking about fasting. "In a dry and a thirsty land where no water is." Now look at verse 2. Let's all read it together now. "And what? As I've what? To see thy heart power. And what? Glory. Until you have power, you don't have access to glory. Until you have power." And how do you generate that power? On the altar of prayer and fasting. On the altar of prayer and fasting. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perisheth, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." Somebody says for a moment. How many days are we fasting for? It's for a moment. It's for a moment. But look at it. "But it worketh for us far more exceeding a natural weight of glory." It worketh for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Hear me. After this prayer and fasting, it will be declared concerning you that God has appeared to him. Far more! It's a year of open door. But there are many adversaries. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. It is a year of open door. But somebody will be asking me, "So if God has opened the door, why will not God not do it?" And the same word of God is telling you, you must fast to take whatever belongs to you. You must fast to take whatever belongs to you. Because the year 2026 will be a year that everyone will be celebrated. Because the glory that we are going to experience will be a glory of a kind. Say this after me. By the grace of God, I embrace the discipline of prayer and fasting, which cost me comfort. Today will crown me with glory tomorrow. So it will cost your comfort, but your tomorrow will be brighter. I say your tomorrow will be brighter. I say your tomorrow will be brighter. So may we receive grace to carry on. You say, Pastor, I've never done it before. Just start from somewhere. Start from somewhere. Define it. That today, I've never done it, but I want to go up to a certain time. You have tried. Next day, challenge yourself. By the time you realize you are swimming in the realm of favor and strength, I believe God that God will grant us understanding. But for example, prayer and fasting also facilitate access to manifold wisdom of God. Manifold wisdom of God. And this is what clears all barriers of our path. Prayer and fasting grant us access to the wisdom of God. Look at Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. A man who operated in different dimensions of wisdom. And I set my face unto the Lord, seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Jump to verse 22. And he informed me, talked with me, and said, oh, Daniel, I am now come to give thee skills and understanding. This is in God will grant you skills. He will grant you understanding. It's not a surprise that Isaiah 33 verse 6, he said, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our time. Shall be the stability of our time. Prayer and fasting releases divine wisdom, which reveals hidden causes of problems, invisible barrier. So this week, God will grant you deliverance from that attack. They also provide strategic instructions. Be on the lookout for prophetic instructions. Be on the lookout. Because the wisdom of God does not just inform us, it transforms our outcome. It doesn't only inform us, it transforms us. And that's why I'm believing God that everyone, by the wisdom of God, you'll be progressing. Hear me? When progress seems to be blocked, seek wisdom, not effort. When progress, if you have tried, nothing is working, that means the wisdom dimension is limited. And that is why on this prayer and fasting platform, the wisdom of God will be speaking to you. What strength cannot remove, wisdom will dissolve it. What strength cannot remove, wisdom what will dissolve it. And I believe God for you that this season you will see God as never before. Look at Daniel's testimony in Daniel chapter 5, verse 11. Daniel 5, verse 11. Daniel 5, verse 11. Put that on the screen. Daniel chapter 5. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king, Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, seers, and soothsayers. He made them command over him. He was ruling over them. Wisdom, human wisdom explains problems, but divine wisdom solves them. Human wisdom will be explaining it. Why this is not working? Why it cannot work? But divine wisdom brings about solution. Can I ask you to stretch off your hand? I decree upon you that the wisdom of God coming upon you will dignify you. The wisdom of God coming upon you will beautify you. The wisdom of God coming upon you will enthrone you. By this wisdom, you will command exploits. You will command exploits. You will command exploits. Let that amen show it. But the fear of God is a covenant requirement. The fear of God. Somebody say the fear of God. The fear of God is the covenant requirement. You need the fear of God. You need the fear of God. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of God. The fear of God. Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God. A man called Joseph was enthroned by the fear of God, which gave him access to the wisdom of God. In Genesis 39, verse 9. He said, how can I do this thing? Wickedness against and sin against God. It's a fear of God. Hear this. Those who fear God will never lack direction, will never lack clarity, and will never lack divine elevation. Those who fear God will never lack direction, will never lack clarity, and will never lack divine elevation. Hear me. Joseph did not rise by connection or convenience. But he rose on a platform of the fear of God. He rose on a platform of the fear of God. I see God coming through for you and I in the name of Jesus Christ. But in addition, divine wisdom also guaranteeing flourishing life. Somebody say flourishing life. Flourishing life. Flourishing life. Flourishing life. That is what divine wisdom does. Supernatural wisdom gives flourishing life. You thrive beyond the night, divine supply. Not chapter 58, verse 9. Isaiah 58, verse 9. Look at the flourishing life. Thou shalt call, and the Lord will answer. Somebody say, swift answer. And clear direction. Swift answer. You shall call, and the Lord will hold. Answer. Look at verse 11. Verse 11. The Lord will guide thee continually. That means continuous divine guidance. If God is guiding you, can any door shut against you? I decree that your business door opens in this service. Your career door opens in this service. Your marital door opens in this service. The same verse 11. He said, the Lord shall satisfy thy soul in drought, strengthen your bone, supernatural strength and refreshing. Supernatural strength. Anybody called weak, your strength is restored right now. The same verse 11. He said, you shall be like a watered garden. Somebody say watered garden. That is visible fruitfulness. Visible fruitfulness and stability. You shall be like a watered garden. That means growth concerning you is consistent, not seasonal. Every year you'll be a surprise to yourself. This year, you'll be a surprise to yourself. Look at verse 12 again. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations. That is generational impact. Somebody say generational impact. That is living a flourishing lifestyle. All round blessings. And that will help, this world will be speaking for you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. But to see invisible barriers of your path, what do I need to do? To see these invisible forces of my path, what do I need to do? One, engage the power of prayer and fasting for fresh oil. Somebody say fresh oil. Engage the platform of prayer and fasting to clear up the barrier for fresh oil. What is the fresh oil? I have something over here. What is the fresh oil? What fresh oil accomplishes? One, it breaks stubborn invisible barriers. Stubborn ones. That they are refusing to go, fresh oil dissolve them straight away. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Isaiah 10, verse 20. The yoke shall be destroyed because of what? Today, every yoke of delay is shattered. Yoke of sickness is destroyed. Yoke of frustration is destroyed. Yoke of near success syndrome is scattered right now. What is fresh oil accomplished? Releases spiritual authority. Somebody say spiritual authority. So when somebody is freshly anointed, he carries spiritual authority. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power. Somebody say power. That is spiritual authority to tremble over all the works of the enemy and nothing shall by any means help it hurt you. What again? Fresh oil. Open closed doors. I'm going to say it opens closed doors. Opens closed door. That is our anchor test for the year. Revelation 7, 3, 7 to 8. When he opens, no one can shut. And when he shuts, no one can open. Do you know what God that means? When God opens the door for you to enter, he will shut it so that the enemy cannot gain access to it and tamper with it. Your miracle job will be opening this season. Your testimonies will be reaching out to you. If that sounds like you, let the amen show it. What again is in the fresh oil? Reveals hidden opportunities. Hidden opportunities. For some of you, the ideas that God will be giving you this season will daze you. Hidden opportunities. Isaiah 43, verse 3. Isaiah 45, verse 3. Isaiah 45, verse 3. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret places. So when you are freshly anointed, God begins to reveal unto you hidden riches. That will be your testimony from today. And lastly on that, it produces supernatural turnaround. Somebody say supernatural turnaround. Supernatural turnaround. Ezekiel 21 verse 27. Supernatural turnaround. Ezekiel 21 verse 27. We are all going to read that together now. Let's go. I will overturn. Overturn. Overturn it. And it shall be no more until he comes whose right it is. You are taking it from today. You are taking your miracle jobs. You are taking your miracle jobs. You are taking your breakthroughs. Your marital dignity is restored. Let that amen show in. Don't confront invisible barrier with the natural strength. It will not work. They require spiritual empowerment. Someone say spiritual empowerment. Hear me? Invisible barriers do not yield to effort. They answer to fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 8. Let thy garment be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Say this after me. By prayer and fasting, I receive fresh oil. I receive fresh oil from heaven. Every invisible barrier resisting my progress is destroyed. Your gates are declared open. I say your gates are declared open. Every chain against your destiny, they are broken right now. And the hidden riches have been released unto you. I say they have been released unto you. They have been released unto you. Let your amen show it. But to see these barriers broken, keep serving God in the interest of his kingdom. To keep invisible barriers off our path. Keep serving God. Somebody say, I will keep serving God. Keep serving God. Keep serving God. Being on his mission is our seal of protection. Being on his mission. Keep serving God. And the barriers will clear off on their own way. Keep serving God. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Luke 10, verse 17. And the 17 return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are what? Subject unto us what? The devils. But what was the assignment? Luke chapter 10, verse 1. And he appointed 70 also and sent them forth. They were on his mission and the devils were falling down. Hear me, the last attack that you suffered will be the last forever. Hear this. Invisible barriers thrive where spiritual responsibility is neglected. Invisible barrier, they thrive where spiritual responsibility is neglected. It's neglected. If you are serving God, you are sustained. The barriers fall. Barriers cannot survive when kingdom service is sustained. They cannot survive. You know, that's why my heart always goes out for people that they are too big to serve. Too big to serve. You don't know what you are doing to your life. You can't be serving Jesus and the devil can torment you. He said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. He knows those who carry the name. The devil knows them. Their area become no-go area. No force survives. No force survives. Yeah, they die on their own. They die on their own. A few days ago, just 3 days, or Monday or Tuesday, I was in the office when my boy called. That two birds, one dropped dead in our garden. Another one came to feed on it. Dropped dead. No good area. It's a WSF center. The place is sanctified. And to make it even interesting, as soon as we came for Covenant Hour, there was a bed in front of my wife's office. We have to take that bed out. Died! Another one came to feast on him. That my friend, I told you, don't go there. You have broken that rank. You are divinely protected and secured. I pray for you. The last attack that you encountered will be the last forever. I say it will be the last forever. Service attracts divine presence. Attract divine presence. That is why we must keep serving God. Keep serving God. What do I need to do? Stay actively engaged in kingdom service. Actively. Actively. Hear me. Idleness weakens spiritual authority. Idleness. Stay active. You are serving God. He's servicing your destiny. You are serving God. He's breaking the invisible barriers. Can I shock you with this? If you know what God is doing in the realm of the spirit for the servant, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. Enroll to a kingdom service. One thing that I like about this commission, the only thing that will chase you, because nobody will harass you with this, but the only way that will be indoctrinating you is to serve God. And that is where lies the blessings. May God give us a heart to serve him today. May God give us a heart to serve him today. We sang this song when we work with the Lord. The fifth standard, it says, then in fellowship suite, he will sit at his feet. Or we will walk by his side in a way. What he says, we will do. Where he sends, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. I pray that this song that you sang today will manifest in your life. If you are not serving today, register. Register. The forces, the barriers, they dissolve on their own accord for everyone serving God. Serve God with joy, not compulsion. Serve God with joy, not compulsion. Serving with joy. What again do we need so that barriers can be broken? Be committed to growing in love with God. In growing in love with God. To secure divine presence. Commit in growing in love. Growing in love with God. Growing in love. Invisible barrier may resist strength. May resist wisdom and effort. But they cannot withstand the abiding presence of God. They cannot. They cannot. They cannot. Divine presence always breaks the barrier. Breaks the barrier. Look at Psalm 40, 27, as we read from the call to worship. It says, lift up your head, O ye gates. These gates symbolize ancient limitation. Stubborn resistance. But hear this. Invisible barrier scatters them all. Scatters them all. That is why I know today God will be coming through for you. Hear me. Love is not just emotion. It is devotion. Somebody say it is devotion. Not just emotion. Trust and obey and all your emotions are moving here and there. It is not emotion. It is doing what he says. It's devotion. Intentional dedication of time, attention, and affection to God. Intentional. You do it intentionally. That means you are choosing God daily. Daily. Devotion. That is what it talks about. Now. Psalm 63 verse 1. It says, early will I seek thee. Love is loyalty. Somebody say loyalty. Loyalty. That means my commitment to God does not change with seasons. Some people, after this prayer and fasting, you won't see them in church again. You mark it. You won't see them again. You can't serve God in our terms. It will never work for you. But what this prayer and fasting is doing to us is getting us closer to God. I want to be in your presence always. I want to be with you always. I want to be where you are. That is what the essence of this prayer and fasting is all about. Loyalty. What again? Obedience. Someone is obedience. Obedience. Doing what God says, not just what you feel convenient. Doing what God says, not what you feel convenient. If we are talking about convenience, nobody will be fasting. But this is heaven's instructions to change your status and your standard for good. May God grant us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, loving God means you are serving him willingly. Serving him willingly. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my family and my house, will serve God. I hope that will become everybody's slogan in this church. As for me and my family, what will we do? We shall serve God. What again? What are the profitable dimensions? One, let me add this one to get them. Number four of the keeping the invisible barrier. Keep speaking boldly. Somebody says boldly. Keep speaking boldly against all forms of barrier on your path. Keep speaking boldly. God never designed believers to be silent in the face of opposition. He never designed us. God never designed you and I to be silent. Look at Luke chapter 21 verse 15. We are going to read it together now. Luke 21 verse 15. See what God has designed you to be. See what Luke chapter 21, verse 15. For I will give you a mouth. Luke 21, let's go now. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your what? Shall not be what? Nor what? So your mouth is a weapon of authority. Say, my mouth is a weapon of authority. Many barriers are still remaining because we have tolerated them instead of confronting them. We have tolerated them. That is why those barriers are still there. Hear me. Invisible barrier respond to spoken authority, not silent wishes. They respond to spoken word with authority, not silent wishes. I wish this thing would go. It will go. It will go. No, 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 no. You have stayed there enough. You must take off now. You need to get away now. You speak with it with authority. When you are silent, you empower resistance. You empower the barriers. That is why you must address them forcefully. This afternoon, they will regret tampering with your life. I said they will regret tampering with your life. So keep declaring his promise. Somebody said, I will keep declaring his promises. And stop complaining. Keep declaring what he has said concerning you. It's my year of open door. The doors have already been opened. It's my year that I'll be celebrated. My year that I'll be congratulated. No evil can stop me from breaking through. No devil dares your breakthrough this season. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 6. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 6. Suffer not thy mouth to cause you to, thy flesh to sin. Neither say therefore it is that before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore God should be angry at thy voice and destroy the works of thy hand. God is showing so many things in this on this platform. Somebody will just put a call through you. Sister, how far with the job? I say, UK is very hard though. You know why you are saying that? You think that person is going to ask you for money. So you have used your mouth to destroy what God is about to do. So that he will pity you. No, the way my sister is talking that UK is hard, that means she's not getting anything. I'll tell you the truth. UK is very sweet. If it's money that you need, don't hold on. You are not in my budget this month. Next month, I will factor you. Instead of using my mouth to destroy what God has done. Your mouth. Your business is doing very well. Your car, you say, no, no, no. Even I sold only one item the whole month, but you sold about 50 of them. Your mouth has brought 50 to one. That will not happen to you. Speak unto all barriers give way. Somebody say, I will speak unto all barriers will give way. Don't stop speaking because nothing has changed. Keep speaking until everything changes. Don't stop speaking because nothing has changed. keep speaking until everything what changes. They will change for your good. I said they will change for your good. What are the profitable approach to fasting? The profitable approach. One, we must come thanking, praising, and worshiping God. Come with a heart of gratitude. Come with a heart of gratitude. Psalm 100 verse 4. Don't come with complaint, because the angels will not let you in. Come thanking, praising, and worshiping God. Two, engage the force of faith. Engage the force of faith. Engage the force of faith. Mark 11, verse 24. Without faith, it is impossible. He said, "What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you shall receive." We must come boldly, not beggarly. Somebody say boldly. Begging belongs to those without access. You and I, we have access. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Come boldly. Come boldly. Listen over here. Begging questions God's willingness. It questions God's willingness. But boldness affirms God's faithfulness. It affirms his faithfulness. God is so faithful. We are all children of God. Are we not children of God? Your daughter, your 5 years, 7 years, 6 years, they will just enter your room without knocking. They don't care what you are doing over there. Theirs is just to enter. Because they know that is my mom's room. That's my dad's room. And if your daughter is going to school and say, "Mommy, please, please give me money to buy a pencil," you'll be angry with that child. "Do you think I can buy a pencil for you? Why are you crying?" It is my responsibility. All that you need to do is say, "Child, mommy, I need pencil." And the pencil will be given unto you. That is what God is expecting of you. "Daddy, I need my breakthrough. And I know my breakthrough is given to me." This season, your breakthrough will not be tempered with. Your testimony will not be tempted with. And lastly, we must be committed to kingdom advancement prayer in our fast. Kingdom advancement prayer in our fast. Fasting is most powerful when it is kingdom driven, not self-centered. When it is kingdom driven, when fasting is centered on God, on a kingdom, God advances your destiny. Hear me. When your fasting is set on a kingdom, needs are met without begging. Your needs are met. Psalm 34 verse 10. Those who seek the Lord shall not lack what? Any good. The seek there means serve. So when you are serving God, your needs are met without you begging. Barriers are removed without struggles. Barriers are removed. Barriers are removed. Isaiah 58 verse 6. To undo heavy burden and to break every yoke. Welcome to your season of open doors. In this service, every invisible forces against your destiny, they will be destroyed. By the anointing, which is fresh oil coming upon you, anything that you have tempered in your life, in your family, the anointing will shatter the yoke. Yoke of joblessness will be destroyed. Yoke of sickness will be destroyed. Yoke of career delay will be destroyed. If that is you, rise to your feet and begin to appreciate him now. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the glory. Thank him and thank him for destroying all the barriers. For destroying all the barriers. Somebody thank this good God. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you ready for the fresh oil? Are you ready for the fresh oil? The five things that I gave you, that is what the fresh oil is going to do in your life. Spiritual empowerment. Empowerment. Spiritual authority. When it rests upon you, all the barriers are destroyed. God is in a hurry to bring an end to that thing that MRI have not been able to see. He is in a hurry to bring an end to that thing that CT scan has not been able to find out. God is going to do that in this service today. He's going to do that in this service today. But hear me. Among the blessedness of prayer and fasting is outbreak of righteousness. Outbreak of righteousness. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Thy head shall spring forth speedily. and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be what? The glory. Then look at verse 7 quickly. Verse 9 quickly. Put verse 9. Then shall you call, and the Lord will do what? God will answer you today. By your righteousness face. Your righteousness face. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, say, Jesus, I need that connectivity with you. I slept, but by your word this afternoon, I'm ready to connect so that my prayers will be answered. You want to make this prayer, and I want to help you to make that prayer. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Confidently, boldly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You need that personal encounter. Lift it up so that I can see you. It's between you and your God now. He wants your prayers to be heard. He wants your cry to be heard. He's ready to bring an end to shame and reposition you for glory. You have lifted up your right hand. Now confidently, boldly, take a step of faith. Come to the altar now. Come to the altar now. Don't let anybody discourage you. You lifted up your right hand. Take that step of faith now. Come to the altar now. Quickly, quickly. We don't have enough time now. God is ready to terminate every shame. He is ready to terminate every reproach. Come to the altar now. Come to the altar now quickly. Make your way to the altar now. Make your way to the altar now. You lifted up your right hand. You need that personal touch. Personal encounter. Personal touch. Personal encounter. Take that bold step now. God bless you. They are coming now. You can also join them. 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 If I were you, I would be in a hurry. Because I need that personal encounter. I need that personal touch. I want my prayers to be heard. I want my cry to be heard. Somebody take that step now, boldly, quickly. We are waiting for you now. Wherever you are, we are still waiting for you. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. If you have taken that bold step and you are in front of the altar, put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your saving grace that has enriched me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Thank you for the grace that has enriched me in Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you upon this confession, the blessings of today will speak for you and it will answer for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you for taking that bold step. God bless you. One of our pastors is on my right hand. Right, God bless you. See that our pastor over there. God bless you. Church, put your hands together. Make it bigger.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.